want to do is I want to introduce myself. I'm Nick Carter. I'm superintendent of Breckenridge County Schools. And I'd like to just talk about a couple things here. First thing, one, the upcoming school closure. School will not be in session in the Breckenridge County School District from March 16th until April the 13th. During that time period, we'll be using what's called 9 NTI days, which are scattered throughout the 14-day school closure. For those of you, if you're not familiar with NTI, that stands for non-traditional instruction. It is some districts call them snow learning packets. It's work online. It's also packets that students can work through. This is the school district's second year using the NTI program. And so fortunately, we were set up and ready to go with this. Throughout the school closure, there'll be 5 of those missed days that will be what we call traditional makeup days, which they'll be added to the school calendar at the end. And I know one really popular question right now is, what does that do to the end of school? So in the Breckenridge County School District, our last day for students is going to be Thursday, May 21st. Also, I had someone ask me this weekend, will we still have spring break? The answer is yes. Spring break will take place April 6th through the 10th. And at this time, we are scheduled for all students to return to school on Monday, April 13th. A little more about NTI and the district that I just want to make sure and cover. Number one, during the NTI days in the district, we are committed to providing our students in the school district the very best possible service over the course of the school closure. Our teachers will be available for on NTI days from the hours of 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning and 12 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Teachers will be available to assist by email and other forms of communication. Our teachers will be contacting parents and guardians throughout the school closure to check in and make sure things are going well. It is imperative that our kiddos complete as much of the NTI work as possible. One of the rules of the NTI is it has to do with the participation rate. We must have at least a 95% participation rate of completed NTI work in order for it to be approved for credit. And so what that means is the state of Kentucky, if we do not hit those goals for participation rates, the state can deny those days and we would have to make them up at the end. So we need as much help as possible. We realize that this is challenging. We know that we have a lot of parents who are working during the day and then having to come in at night and help their child with those packets. Please feel free to call us. We will be available every day. Contact your child's teacher, your child's principal, contact us here at the board office, and we'll do everything possible to help you through these times. Also, during the NTI days, our teachers will be preparing NTI days 11 through 20, just in case there is a need to cancel school again in the future. We hope that that will not be the case, but Governor Beshear has made sure that we're aware that that could happen if it's needed. So we will be preparing for future closures in the event that that is needed. Also, something I'd like to make sure and talk about is the free lunch meals throughout the school closures. We'll have free lunch meals available to any child 18 years of age or younger from March 16th until April the 3rd. These lunch meals will be delivered to drop-off locations throughout Breckenridge County. You can visit our school district Facebook page, Twitter page, or the district website for details about these drop-off locations. This program will operate very similar to our summer feeding program, if you're familiar with it. However, the children will not be forced to stay and eat at the drop-off location. We'll deliver the meals from our vehicle and the children can leave and go back home. Just some things to consider before I turn it over to some of these terrific guests we have tonight. One, we're going to get through this. I know this is challenging. I know there's a lot of anxiety and fears in our community, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to get through this. This is a strong community. And we've got great people living in this community, and I feel as confident as ever that we are going to get through this. Things that I've been hearing a lot about, and Governor Beshear has been talking about in his daily press conferences, is about social distancing, and I'm sure that that'll be talked about a little later on tonight, but just making sure that we are utilizing social distancing strategies to help stop the spread of coronavirus, washing our hands and reminding our children to wash their hands. I've spent the entire weekend reminding both of my children frequently to wash their hands. And another part that Governor Beshear has talked about yesterday and today is taking care of our mental health. Our lives are certainly slowing down a little bit, and we're not used to that. And so just making sure that you take a break from social media and other information, that's a good thing. Sometimes we need a little break from that. Preserving daily routines, exercising, spending time outside, calling a friend, a family member, having a good conversation. Those are all really important for all of us to preserve our mental health during a very obviously stressful time. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Scott Shrewsbury, and we'll go around the table.
Thank you, Dr. Carter. My name is Scott Shrewsbury. I'm the Public Health Director at the Breckenridge County Health Department. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Carter and the Board of Education for inviting us out and getting us together so we can talk with you folks tonight. I want to thank our local leaders and community partners for keeping the lines open for communication and for the cooperation and working with us and trying to handle this situation. One thing I want to stress right off the bat, as of right now, we do not have a case of coronavirus 19 in Breckenridge County, nor do we have anybody that we're monitoring, nor have we sent in a test to test for someone to be tested for the coronavirus. So that is good news. However, I think that it is important for us to treat this situation as if we do have a positive case. Again, we do not, but I think it's important for us to stress that we treat it as we do and try to follow the CDC and the governor and the president's guidelines as far as our social distancing, which we're trying to do here tonight in a smaller space. But please try to maintain that 6-foot distance. If you're sick, please stay home from work or stay home from school, which obviously we're out of school. But if we go back to try to keep this under control, we need to make sure that we try to stay home. Wash your hands. If you're washing them now and you think you're doing a great job, wash them even more. You can never be too cautious. If you are worried well, which you're just worried and you're concerned about the coronavirus, please call the hotline number, which is 1-800-722-5725. Or if you're sick but otherwise would not seek medical care, please call the hotline number, again, 1-800-722-5725. If you are sick and are showing signs and symptoms, please see your medical professional. They can guide you or call the hotline number, and they can guide you with steps and directions to get you taken care of. Just a little update on the coronavirus situation in the state of Kentucky. As of right now, we have, as of 3 o'clock Central Standard Time today, we had 20 positive cases in the state of Kentucky out of 254 people that have been tested. Unfortunately, we do have one patient that is in critical condition and is not expected to make a full recovery. However, this person did have some other factors that have possibly contributed to their situation. And I think that just reemphasizes the importance of us managing our social distancing. And if you are over 60, it is very important that you heed this advice to avoid large crowds, avoid large gatherings. Please, if you're around sick folks, wash your hands. Try to do everything that the governor and the president and the CDC has advised us to do. So I think that is a good recommendation if you're over 60 years old or have any sort of underlying health issues. We are recommending to our community that we do limit the number of large gatherings that we might have, especially for the elderly. We are doing our best to follow the governor's and the presidential guidelines. We need to shop like normal and all that good stuff, but we don't need to overdo it. Like the governor was saying today and the president said today, there's no sense in stocking up on 8 months worth of supply. We need to watch out for our neighbors, families, and friends, because some other folks out there might need some of the supplies that we're hoarding. The stores are not going to close from everything we can understand. The pharmacies will remain open. So we will be able to get some of the essential items that we need. I want to again reemphasize the hotline number. That is 1-800-722-5725. I would also like to reference a couple of websites if possible. Please visit the Kentucky COVID website, which is kycovid19.ky.gov. That is Kentucky COVID19.ky.gov. And also the CDC website, which is cdc.gov. That's all I have for the moment, but I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Jeannie Powell, who is our nursing supervisor and also the head of our preparedness planning committee. at the health department, and she's going to give you some updates on what we're doing on the preparedness plan in front of it. Thank you.
Good evening. Again, thank you all for setting this up, and thank you for being here. I want to give you a little more in-depth on what our county is doing and what's going on right here at home. So what we do know, again, is that we have no cases in Breckenridge County and no one under investigation at this time. A little background on why we are taking the measures that we are taking, and this is for all of Kentucky. There were a couple of graphs that you've seen, I'm sure, that the governor has shared, and it talks about the Spanish flu in 1918 and the difference that came about in two cities. So Philadelphia, they did not jump on it until it happened and did not take the measures that we are taking, and their mortality rates and their cases spiked and overwhelmed all of our healthcare system, their healthcare system. Whereas St. Louis took a different approach and started the measures that we are taking in Kentucky. And with that, they did not overwhelm their healthcare system. They were able to work through it. They were able to take care of everyone who needed to be taken care of. So that's why we are asking you to do these things here. We do want you to practice that social distancing, to not gather together in large places. We are asking that you utilize drive-through services where that is available. Don't congregate in lobbies and places that do have lobbies, such as your pharmacies and places like that. You utilize their drive-thru, even though it may be a little bit longer of a wait time. We are working with all of our community partners, pharmacies included. The local hospital has been instrumental. We are working with EMS, dispatch, local leaders to try to make sure that everyone is ready. We are prepared as a county. We do have many plans in place and are working through those at this time. The biggest thing we want to stress is for people not to panic. If you have questions, please feel free to call us at 270-756-5121 or call the hotline that Scott has been giving out. And let us know. Let us know if you have concerns, and we will address those, or we will get with the appropriate people to address those concerns. But in Breckenridge County, we are ready, we are prepared, and we'll work through this together and make it work. So thank you for your cooperation. Please continue to follow the guidelines and the advice that's given out.
Hi, I'm Sheriff Billy Richardson. Two things on the tax collection. If it's possible, if you could mail in your taxes, make sure that you check the amount on your tax bill and make sure that you fill out your check to the correct amount so we don't have to mail it back to you. But that's very important. It seems to happen a lot that people don't really look at that right amount. But make sure you fill it out and make sure you get the correct amount. On the law enforcement side, if it's a non-emergency call, a deputy will more than likely just call you on the phone and try to handle that over the phone. They will be calling from a block number, so make sure you answer that. And if you have that that block that blocks the block calls, make sure you give a number that we can call that you can accept that phone call. Try to stay off the roads as much as possible to avoid accidents and deer strikes and those types of things. If it's a non-injury accident and like a deer strike, you can always contact your insurance company, and it's more of a comprehensive deal and you can contact them. That's all I have, but I am available for any questions that you all may have. I'll turn it over to Judge Executive Morris Lucas.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you all. I want to thank everybody that's watching and also everyone that's assembled here tonight. I am Morris Lucas. I'm the County Judge Executive here. And I guess I've been to a lot of meetings over the last 10 days or so about this situation that we could have here in the county. And I guess my main concern and my main objective would be, if we do have an outbreak of even one or two cases, to coordinate with the state and local and the federal officials and so forth. I have a good contact with all of those, Homeland Security, anything that where there's an emergency situation needed. I have the ability to enact an emergency order, just like the president did, and also the governor has done. That frees up a lot of frees up a lot of funding and a lot of eases a lot of regulations and stipulations that we have to follow. So if we do have an outbreak, which we're all hoping and praying that we don't have, but if we do, we are set to actually take those steps and so forth to ensure the safety of our citizens here in the county. We have, as Jenny said, we have a good plan, I think, in place. If something does happen, if we have some outbreak of one or two cases or however many cases we have, we've got a good plan in place. We've got good people in place. I think this will be, as Dr. Carter said, we will get through this. So I want to assure everyone that we have some plans and that they're going to be safe. So with this, I'll turn it over to, I think, our representative from the city of Hardinsburg.
Yes, sir. I'm Stephen Clark. I'm the city clerk at the city of Hardinsburg. Mayor Wayne Macy asked me to represent him tonight. He and I talked some last week about the possibilities of things we may do. Talked to him earlier today. As of right now, we don't have any plans as far as closing City Hall. We'll be still open at the same hours as usual. Just be aware that we do have, if you want to pay your water bills, you can always pay those by check, or you can always pay those by credit card. If anything changes, we will update you as we meet or we put something on the radio. But if you do have any questions about anything, you can call our office at 270-756-2213. And I'll turn it over to Ms. Cloverports.
Yes. I'm Tammy Vessels, Mayor of Cloverport, and just wanted to let you know that at this time, City Hall will remain open per normal. And as far as we shouldn't see any disruptions in your garbage collection or any of your services at this time. If you would like to pay your water bills, but you do not want to come into City Hall, the bank, the Hancock Bank of Cloverport, allows you to drop your payments into the drop box. So that is one way that you can avoid contact. And then also you can do pay through your bank online as well. I've been talking with our Cloverport superintendent, and he is again following the recommendations of the governor at this time. Cloverport will be closed for 2 weeks, but if he gets information beyond that, after the 2 weeks and the governor comes out and he recommends further closures, then he will amend as necessary. Some of our churches, we are recommending that people continue to limit their gathering, and many of our churches have followed that. Many church activities have been canceled at this time. We thank them for being forward acting in this, and hope that they will continue to do that.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Kennedy. I'm mayor with the city of Irvington, and I want to thank each one of y'all to allow me to come speak today on behalf of the citizens of Irvington. I did post something on our city Facebook page this afternoon where City Hall will be open, but our doors will be closed. But we're fortunate enough, unlike the other two cities, to have a drive-through. So you can come through the drive-through. It'll be business as usual for that. And then we will be taking phone calls as well. Our hours are 8 to 5, that's Eastern time, and we will be out of the office from 12 to 1 for lunch. But I just want to reiterate that, we're very fortunate to not have any cases in the county, and none being monitored either. So I think that's wonderful, and that says a lot for how well we're doing. And so I just want to stress to the citizens of Irvington to be mindful of what you do. If you have to get out, stay at least 6 feet from someone, and just do what you have to do to get us through all of this, because we will get through it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Mike Harnett. He's monitoring the questions as they come in. So, Mike, if you don't mind, just take it away.
The first question that's been asked a couple of times is about the free testing availability in the county. Are there tests here available if needed?
As of right now, the health department does not have test kits. However, There are test kits available at the hospital, but they are very limited. So it would be a sort of a case-by-case basis and a recommendation from their physician on whether or not they should be tested, or if they get a recommendation from the hotline number, if I'm correct.
Yes, let me go into the steps on that. If you feel like that you have come in contact with someone or that you are exhibiting symptoms and you are not needing emergent care, then you need to call your primary care provider. The primary care providers in this county are set up to screen you. And if they feel like you need to be tested, they will tell you the next steps from there. We are going to make sure that we centralize the testing locations. We do have tests in this county, but you have to be screened and you have to go through this process first.
Okay. Next question is asked about services available in the county to serve the elderly who cannot get out or who are hesitant to get out. What services are provided are available to help them get the necessities that they need?
Well, I think I'll go ahead and answer that if it's okay with you all. I think the first step would be I would have to declare the emergency, like I mentioned earlier. Once that emergency is declared, that frees up a lot of our employees to go out and actually assist people. So like we did in the ice storm, if you all can remember that. So basically, it'll be left up to me to declare the emergency. Once that does, then we can actually assist people. They can call my office and call the health department, their doctors, whoever they need. We can make sure they get assisted through the fire departments also.
The next question is kind of a follow-up question for the health department from the first question is, does the health department themselves expect to get the kits? Is at some point in time, will the health department be able to offer that service within?
That is something we will not do at the health department, and strictly because there are specific ways that you have to go about completing this test. We have been in works with our hospital. Our hospital is prepared to do this. They have all of the measures in place. We have discussed this with their lab director, and there are just specific ways you have to go about it. So they are the experts on that.
This next question may be directed towards Sheriff Richardson, but someone's asking about court dates. If they have a subpoena to appear in court, what steps do they need to take to check to see whether they still need to be there or not?
If they have a private attorney, they can call their attorney and check with them. If they do not have a private attorney, then call the court clerk's office.
Next question deals with daycare. There's talk that the governor may at some point shut down all daycares. That's a concern to parents who are relying upon that daycare. I just want to know if anybody on the panel has any knowledge of that.
I have not heard anything specific about the shutting down of daycares. However, if something comes down, we'd be sure to pass that along as need be. As of right now, at this point in time, I have not heard that they're going to be shutting down daycares.
No, I haven't either.
Okay. The next question deals with where they can go to find literature about the symptoms and what to look for if they could possibly have contracted it.
The two websites that I would recommend, there's a lot of information out there, and some of it may be accurate, some of it may be not, but the two websites we have been directing people to because we know they're accurate are cdc.gov and also our Kentucky website, kycovid19.ky.gov. Those two are updated in real time, daily, multiple times throughout the day. There are guidelines for various things on there, and they have videos, helpful videos about hand washing, social distancing, signs and symptoms, all sorts of good stuff. So those are the two I'd recommend, cdc.gov and kentuckycovid19.ky.gov.
I'd also like to mention that our Breckenridge County School District website, we have a link on it called Coronavirus Information. So you can visit Breckenridge County Schools District website and click on the left-hand column, click on Coronavirus Information, and we have several links on there that might be able to help you as well.
Next is actually an informational comment as opposed to a question. Carol Mackey Hinton with our extension services says that they will continue regular business hours, but encourage everyone to call first before they come to the office. and she's received some questions asking about soil testing, and that will continue as it has in the past. So Extension Office says they will be continuing regular business hours. And as of now, I think we're caught up on questions. And I think during those questions, I saw some folks on the panel doing some writing. So I don't know if you all have follow up, if maybe something else came up during that time.
I've had a couple of questions about the old courthouse or our courthouse. As of now, unless this outbreak gets really bad, we're going to continue with normal hours. The only office that really has a huge population or a bigger population in some times is the court clerk's office, where they get driver's license or the license tags for you and pay your vehicle taxes. But we're going to continue on regular hours. You know, I've had several questions asked about that, but we will continue on at the courthouse on our normal schedule.
And I would like to add to that, the Breckenridge County Court Clerk Irvington branch, they're also in our City Hall office. And I did speak to Jared Butler, and he said that they're there only Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays now anyway, but he said that he would have his clerk there to work through the drive-through, just like we're going to do as well. And that way people can still get things done if they come to the Irvington branch.
And I would like to go over a couple of places in the county, healthcare places. If you were to go to the hospital right now, there is one entrance, and that's the ER entrance, and you do have to be screened. They are, from what I understand, I will clarify this, but they are not taking visitors at this time, and everyone has to be screened coming in. And the same is with the local nursing homes. They are screening. And when you do call 911 for an emergency, they are screening on there as well. So be prepared to answer the questions if you present with respiratory illnesses. So just some extra information.
A couple more questions have come in. And Judge Lucas, I think this one would be directed towards you. It specifically asked, what steps are being taken to get in preparation in case a state of emergency is actually declared?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've been to a lot of meetings. We've got a plan in place. I guess the biggest thing that the state of emergency actually allows us to bypass a lot of the strict regulations that we have. If we have outbreak of any type, probably, I will go ahead and declare that state of emergency. And like I say, that gives us extra, at least a shot at extra funding and help on the state and federal level as well, too. So that's what we really want to make sure we have that help available if this thing gets out of control. Hope that answered the question.
The next question is there's people in our community wanting to volunteer and help. What avenues do they have to do so?
At this time, we would like for people to stay put. If there is a need, and the need very well may arise, if there is a need, then we will set something up and we will get that information out to the community.
As far as I can tell, Dr. Carter, that's got questions.
Just adding something. Protective orders, you'll still be able to get protective orders. Any emergency type cases will still be going through court. If you have a court date, don't bring a lot of people with you. Only people that are essential to the case should be permitted in the courthouse. So don't bring large crowds with you. Only the people that are subpoenaed or asked to be witnesses in these cases. But I do want to stress that you can still get a protective order after hours with us, just like you always would be able to. If you need a protective order, all your protective order hearings will still go on, and any other emergency type cases will go on as well.
Another late question just come in. Dr. Carter, I think this one will be school related. It says during the ice storm, the state granted days school districts so they would not have to make them up at all. Is that a possibility that's been talked about now?
I believe, to answer that question, I believe the General Assembly is considering some language to a bill that might have some relief for school districts, but there's no guarantees there. And some of the language that I'm hearing has to do with if a school district goes to school after, I believe, June the 12th. So for us as a school district, we have to take advantage of our NTI program. I think I can probably speak for Superintendent Keith Haynes. I'm sure Cloverport Independent feels the same way. And that's why we're going ahead and we're developing days 11 through 20 with NTI in the event that we have to do a school closure again before the year is over. So to answer your question, I do believe there's some language in a bill that's being considered, but I'm not sure that the language is going to really provide relief unless you go to school after June the 12th. If it does, that'll be great. I want to assure you that the Breckenridge County School District will take full advantage of any relief that the General Assembly offers us, but we're going to be prepared if that relief isn't available.
All right. Steve, one thing I might mention, if anything does change with the city of Hardinsburg as far as hours or availability, WXPC is a great resource in their community calendar. They mention things numerous times through the day. That's where I usually place things if I want people to know something quickly. So while you're closed up in the house trying to avoid this, maybe listen to WXBC and pay attention to those community calendar items to see if anything changes with us.
One last question. It may be city specific or even county, but someone's asking about the possibility at some point being a curfew implemented. I think that's based off the fact that Walmart has limited their hours now nationwide, going to close at 11 o'clock. And so the question is there going to, could there potentially be a city or a county curfew?
I think as far as county, we probably wouldn't have that, probably don't have the ability to do that. I think that would be on a city by city basis is what the curfew, if they institute a curfew. On a countywide, I don't think I don't see the need of it either from a county standpoint as well too. Now, the city people can maybe
I might speak to that. I don't think there would at this point there would be any mention of that, but it's something I'm going to talk with the mayor tomorrow about those possibilities, and those are good questions. But if there is any type of curfew or anything like that, we would put it on the radio and make sure people were aware of that. But I don't at this point I don't see that would be necessary just yet.
No, as far as the city of Cloverport, there are no plans at this time to have any kind of citywide curfew. If something did happen, anything as far as information about any closures or any curfews would be either on our website, the city's website, or on the radio as well. But at this time, no, there are no plans to have a citywide curfew.
You know, I might add something else too. I think most of the organizations here in the county have, the last week or so, they've been very cooperative about postponing and canceling some events where there was going to be a lot of people assembled and so forth. So I want to compliment all of them too. They've really done a good job of trying to have the social distancing we were talking about and so forth too. So most of the organizations that I've dealt with anyway, they've done a good job of restricting that as well. So.
And just one more, I think this is important coming in. You got information concerning the public libraries. It says all three public libraries will be closed next week and reassess at the end of the week to see if we can reopen. We have an outside water leak at the main library that will be worked on next week, and that could possibly affect the parking lot as well. The Cloverport branch will be closed until school opens back up. We will still be a lunch feed site program at the Hardinsburg Library. So that information pass along.
And I want to reiterate too, from a public health standpoint, this is something that we are watching and learning from every single day. There are changes every single day. So as we learn more, as this evolves, as things change, bear with us. We will get through it. We will communicate those changes to you. We will continue to learn. We're in conference calls and webinars every day, multiple times a day, and we're communicating again with our leaders here on a local level and on a state level. So we are keeping up with things, but expect changes. Expect things to be different sometimes from one day to the next, and that's to be expected with something that we're learning new things about. So,
Scott, this question might be directed towards you. It's just an informational question. It says the media has thrown around the term global shutdown. Do you know what that actually entails?
That I do not, and I do not even want to speculate on it. Again, we follow what the governor and our commissioner, Dr. Stephen Stack, has passed down to us. We will not deviate from that on a local level. We will follow their recommendations, and anything further would be silly of us to presume and or try to predict. So we are taking it, as Jenny said, day at a time. It changes minute by minute. This is something that we have our eye on and ear on 24/7, 365. So I don't want to speculate on what a global shutdown is or what it means or what it would mean for Breckenridge County. If anything comes up and it comes from the governor or if it comes from our commissioner of public health, we will follow suit.
Jenny, ask if labs can still be done at the local hospital on a walk-in basis.
I would call them first. That is a question that would be good for them, but they are answering their phones. They do have staff there to answer the phone. So before I go out there, before any kind of non-emergent things, I would give them a phone call first.
Okay. All right. Well, I believe that wraps up the questions. Just in closing, we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everyone that come in tonight on short notice. We hope this has been helpful. I'd also like to thank Mr. Dale Butler, who's been behind the scenes helping take care of our Facebook Live feed. Mr. Mike Harnett, thank you very much. And also, before we finish up, the Breckenridge County District Office will be on normal hours throughout the school closure unless something changes. That is our plan. So please feel free to call us at any time, 270-756-3000. And everyone have an absolutely wonderful Sunday night. Thank you.
Thank you.